Boker Tov, and welcome back to our continuing series of the study of Daf Yomi. We're on Masechet Chagigah and the new Mishnah, Daf Zayin Amud Bet. And the second Mishnah, which really is Mishnah Gimel in the Perek, reads as follows. Olot ba'mo'ed ba'ot min ha'chulin. This is a little bit of a confusing phrase, and we'll fix it up in Marab. But literally what it means is that Korban Olah that comes during Chol Hamoed has to come from chulin, meaning otherwise undesignated and unsanctified animals. Vashlamim min ha-maaser. Shlamim, we'll clarify, means shalmei simcha. That can come from maaser, meaning bought with maaser sheni money. Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach. The Mara will establish why we're picking on Pesach here, because this is true about all Yom Tovim. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, Beit Shammai Omrim Min HaChulin, Beit Hillel Omrim Min HaMaaser. First day, the Chagigah that's brought on the first day of Pesach, for example, Beit Shammai says has to come from otherwise Chulin, and Beit Hillel say it can come from Maaser. Yisrael, you will see what happens to the rest of the holiday. Yisrael, you will see Chovatan Midarim Devod Maaser Behema. So this is again talking about Simcha, and Simcha can be fulfilled with any sacrificial meat. Meaning that non-Kohanim can come and bring their Nidarim and a Davot, they can bring the Maaser Behema, anything that must be eaten within the precincts and is meat, they can use to fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha. The Kohanim can even use Chataot Vashamot, meaning the meat of Chataot Vashamot, Uva Bachor, which is theirs, Vachazei Vashok, which are the gifts given to them from Shlomi. Avaloba Ofot Veloba Nachot, nobody can use either birds or grain offerings, those do not count as Simcha. Ain simcha ella bebasar. Good. Now, ella olot b'moedu debaot min ha'chulin ha'biyom tov min ha'maser. The opening line of the Mishnah is very misleading. It says that olot on chol ha'moed have to come from ha'chulin. Mashma that olot on yontif can come min ha'maser. Ma'i the rasha b'chobahi. After all, what olah do you bring on yom tov? It's olat riyah. That's an obligation. Chol the rasha b'chobahi nubal min ha'chulin. You can never fulfill your obligation with something that's already sanctified. It has to come from chulin. Chitei maha kamashlan de olot pamoed ba'ot b'yom tov inan ba'ot. So what is it trying to teach me? That the olot, which have to be chulin, can only come on chol hamoed and cannot come on yom tov? That means that our Mishnah is siding with Beit Shammai. Come on, ki Beit Shammai. Mishnah that we will have coming up and repeated in Beit Zah. Now Beit Shammai omrim, v'in islamim v'in solchim aleina v'alo olot. Beit Shammai says on yom tov, do not bring a korban olah, because that has no ochel nefesh. Tilel omrim v'in shlamim ve'olot v'somchim aleihem. Beit Hillel say you bring both shlamim and olot, and you do smich on them. Good. So the answer is that our Mishnah is incomplete. Chasur mechser v'achitan. Is that what you read? Olot nedarim u'nedavot, meaning korban olah, which is otherwise obligated. A neder and a dava, b'moed ba'ot b'yom tov in a boat, can only be brought b'moed, because in Beit Hillel agree you cannot bring the darim and the davot on moed. Olat riyah ba'a afilu b'yom tov. Olat riyah can become b'yom tov. Uchshiba in a ba'al min ha'chulin. That has to be chulin also. V'shalmei simcha, however, v'shalmei simcha ba'in af min ha'maser. V'gad yom tov rishon shal Pesach, first day of Pesach, but shalmei omrim min ha'chulin, with Hillel omrim min ha'maser. Here, min ha'maser doesn't refer to maaser sheni, rather, this is maaser sheni, and this is, we're talking about here about the simcha that's brought, the shalmei simcha that are brought. If you bring them on the first day, you can bring them min ha'maser. I tani namihachim, a bright that supports that, olod narim davon ba'moed ba'ot b'yom tov inan ba'ot, v'lad b'ya ba'afil b'yom tov, exactly what you said. Of the first day, now, why did Dafka pick Pesach? That was our question. Alright, if you recall, Masech Pesachim, we studied about the Chagigat Arba'asar, which is a voluntary korban that was brought on the 14th, only when the 14th was not Shabbat, and when the Korban Pesach was being brought b'tahara, and when your Korban Pesach did not have enough meat to really satisfy everyone at the table, so you brought the Chagigah first, and people would eat it, and that would fulfill themselves up. The Pesach was eaten ala sova. So that chagiga, the question is whether it's a chova or not. It's machloket masach psachim, taking the side that the chagat basar is not a chova. Therefore, it establishes that that can be brought min ha-maser, as opposed to the chagiga of the 15th, where there's a dispute about whether chulin or maser. Good. Amar mar. Etelal omri min ha-maser. Amai domer shebachovahu. Hodomer shebachovahin obalim min ha-chulin. So how can you possibly bring your chagiga on the first day min ha-maser? Simcha, we understand, because simcha is really not an obligation to bring a new korban. It's an obligation to rejoice with sacrificial meat. So if you have something else that's obligatory, you have to bring the debt, fine, bring it. If not, then you bring something new. But chagigah is an independent chiyuv. So how can you fulfill that with maaser? Amar ula betofel. Tofel means you attach it. In other words, you have your maaser stuff and you add some chulin to it. Now, what does tofel mean? Chizki amar toflin behemal behemal vein toflin ma'od ma'od. What you can do is if you have, let's say, an animal that's maaser behema, or an animal that was bought with maaser shady money, you can add another animal minachulin and make it a whole large group, but you cannot take your money from maaser shady and add in some money from chulin and say, I'll buy another animal with that, and that now is my chagiga. That you can't do. B'yochanan is the opposite approach. Toflin ma'od ma'od v'en toflin behema l'behema. And we have bright to support his position. We have a brayta that supports the idea that you're only allowed to attach money. Pasuk says, and it's pasuk number one on the page, "Vasita chag shavuot la'adonai lecha misat nidvat yadcha asher titein." Your voluntary offering, as it were. Right? What does misat mean? Malamed shadam evi chovato min hachulin. You have to bring it from something that is not otherwise obligatory, obligated to bring it, or not otherwise already attached. How do I know that you can mix them together? In other words, your chulin and your maser. The end of that pasuk says, as Hashem has blessed you, which means you take some of the stuff that Hashem has blessed you with, which you've already set aside for the mikdash, and you add in something else. That is Rabbi Yochanan. And that sounds like you're mixing in the money. The same word, misat. Same limud. Rabbi Shammai says the first day it has to be chulin. From then on it can be maaser. Beit Hillel says as long as the first thing that you eat is chulin. So we assume that that means the first animal. Later on this morning we'll adjust that. But right now we think it means the first animal. Right? Which supports Chizkiah that you can toflin behemah lebehemah. The rest of the holiday, you can use maaser behemah. Now, the maaser mentioned up until now is maaser sheni, which means that you've taken your maaser sheni money, that you took all your grapes or your wheat or whatever it is, and you redeemed them on coins. You brought the coins to Yerushalayim and bought animals. That's maaser sheni. Maaser behemah is where every tenth of the new flock that was born goes under the rod and the tenth is marked. And that's Maaser Behemah. You have to come and eat it in Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to use Maaser Behemah on the first day. Right now. The Yom Tov my time, Elo. Why are you not allowed to use Maaser Behemah on Yom Tov? Because you might come to take a separate Maaser on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do it because when you do the Maaser, you have to mark with a red marker on the animal, and that's Tzoveah. Now, parenthetically, my mashmah that I'm misat leishon the chulin. You know, how do I know that misat, the word that we use, says he has to be, means it has to come from your own chulin? The word mas, which is a tax, is something that's coming from your own, and that's pasuk number two on the page. Good. The Mishnah Dalit, really, which we included, which was read together with Gimel. Says Yisrael Yotzin Yechavatam Bedarim and Davot, etc. So now we have bright to support this. Tanu Rabbanan, Samachta Bechagecha. Famous pasuk, pasuk number three on the page. The Rabot Kol Minei Svachot LeSimcha. Simcha can be done beSamachta Bechagecha. Any kind of Simcha. Kana Baruch Chachamim Yisrael Yotzin Yechavatam Bedarim and Davot Maaser Beimav Vakonim Chatar Vashom Mechor Vachazei Vashok. So that's our Mishnah. Yachol Avpofot Vmenachot. I might think that even includes birds or grain offerings, meaning it can only be the kind of food that a chagigah can be brought from, which is red meat. So either shein chagigah ba'meiya, remember chagigah cannot come from an ofot, can't come from an achot, it can only be from a beima. Right now, Rashi amar mi v'samachta nafka. Rashi says you don't need v'samachta b'chagigah to teach you that. Samachta alone is there. So either shein man simcha, because simcha is defined as red meat. Rashi, I b'chagigah me'avidai. So what does he do with the word b'chagigah? This should say just say v'samachta atah v'incha v'itacha. Why did it say samachta b'chagigah? How do I know? That's something we studied in Moed Katan. How do I know that you're not allowed to get married during the Moed? In other words, that the simcha has to be focused on the regel and cannot have any other sort of simcha that you generate. That's why the Gemara raised the question, can you get married before the Yom Tov, in which your week of celebration will fall during the Yom Tov, and that you can clearly do. And the reason is because the main simcha is the first day. Good. Okay, the next Mishnah, which is Mishnah Hay, gives us four categories of types of people. So if you have a lot of large entourage, family members and friends that you bring to your shalim, and you don't have much money, so you bring a lot of shlamim and not a lot of olot. Makes sense, except for one problem. If you don't have much money, where are you getting the shlamim from? So we'll see. Nechasim rubim v'ochlim mu'atim, you have the opposite. You're a wealthy person with a small family. If you olot mu'bot, u'shlamim mu'atim. You bring a lot of olot and not a lot of shlamim. Zevezem mu'at, if you're small on both ends, then al zenemar ma'al kesef shtei kesef. That's where we have the minimal base amount that was mentioned in the first Mishnah, and the second Mishnah, really. Abeidol v'chame being cholik, which goes to which, but a base amount. Zevezem rubim, if you have a lot of Baruch Hashem, a large family, and large assets, and that again is actually a pasuk I left off the page, but it's a well-known pasuk. Everybody should bring as Hashem has blessed you. Good. Now, shlamim merubim mehecha maiti. In the first clause, when a guy is not wealthy, where is he going to bring shlamim from? So lately, ochisti atofel umevi par gadol. What happens is he puts money together, meaning he takes his Maser Sheni money that's bringing to Yerushalayim anyways, and he adds a little bit more money to that, and that's where he gets a par gadol. That's his shlamim rubim. Shlamim rubim doesn't necessarily mean a lot of shlamim, but it could be a large shlamim. The main thing is to feed his family. Rav Sheshet, Arei Amru Toflim Be'imal Ve'imah. Rav Sheshet's response is kind of strange. He says, they said you can attach animals also. So my kamerle, what did he say? Ilay malchi kamerle, arei amru toflin be'imal ve'imal avalo ma'ud ma'ot. If Rav Sheshet meant to take the position of Chizkiah, which is you can add one animal to another, but you cannot add monies and then together buy one animal. So v'lay malay toflin ma'ud ma'ot. So then he should take the negative position and say what you're saying is inaccurate. You can't add. You can't mix money. Alahachi kamerle, what is it he really said? Arei amru af toflin be'imal ve'imal. You know, Rav Sheshet said you don't need to mix the money together. You could bring one animal of shlamim, of chulin, and add that to your other animals. So, but that means that he's saying, you're right about beima lebeima, ma'ot ma'ot, but I'm saying also beima lebeima. If you recall, just a few minutes ago, when we saw the machlok at Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan, we saw that they were diametrically opposed, meaning mutually exclusive. Rabbi Yochanan said, you can mix money, but not beima. Chizkiah said, you can mix beima and not money. So then, come on, so Sheshet's position, if we're interpreting it correctly, and it seems to be the only way to interpret it, is now like neither opinion. Because he's saying you can do both money and animals. So if you think perhaps that Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiah disagreed, but the Braita doesn't agree, right? And therefore it says, Imratzala Arev, that's dafka ma'ot, and the other breita says you could do either. So v'atani achila rishonu min achulin. In the breita that we just saw, Beit Hillel said that achila rishonu min achulin. And if achila rishonu min achulin, sounds like you have to have a separate animal that is chulin, which means we take the position of toflin behemali b'ma'anat ma'ot ma'ot. My achila rishonu, what does achila rishonu mean? Shiur d'mei achila rishonu min achulin. It doesn't mean that the first meal or the first animal has to be min achulin. It means you have to have a value of an amount of a meal that comes from achulin, which means, let's say we established that a minimal meal is $50. So you have to add $50 of chulin into your mix, in which you mix up the money and together buy it, which means it's possible to claim that some of the Tanaim held that you could mix both money and behemoth as long as that you include enough chulin in there that would be a significant meal by itself. Okay, now we have an interesting case. Amar Ula, Amar Shlakish, Hifrish Esu Behemoth HaChagigato. Let's say a guy put, in the case of our Mishnah, where he has a large family, he put 10 animals aside as a Chagigah. Kriv Chamesh B'Yom Tov Rishon. The first day he came, first Yom Tov he came, Chozer Ma'kriv Chamesh B'Yom Tov Sheni. So if he brought 5 on the first Yom Tov, he can bring 5 on the second Yom Tov. Now, second Yom Tov is a little tricky here. According to Rashi and the Rambam, it means the second day of Chol HaMoed, whatever it may be. According to the Rach, it means the last day of Yom Tov. And that's a critical difference. I'll explain why. Because Rashi says the problem with bringing, and the Rambam also says, the problem with bringing the animals the next day is a problem about Tosi. Because the Torah can associate, really creates a chiyuv for you on the first day of Yom Tov. You're supposed to make one day of Yom Tov into your day of Chagiga. And you have Tashlumin. If you couldn't do it the first day, the second day, we'll get to that in tomorrow's shiur. The second day, you do it the third day, but you only make one day. By doing 5 today and 5 tomorrow, it's like you're making 2 days. The Rach is a whole different problem. The problem is that once you brought 5 today and then you stop, the other 5 you bring are like Nedavot, and you cannot bring Nedavot on Yom Tov. And therefore, he says the problem is Yom Tov at the end, the last day of Yom Tov, which is a Chag, it's a Yom Tov, and Yisr Malacha, that's where the problem is. You can bring a Chagiga then, but you can't bring Nedavot. So that's the problem, is once you brought 5 and stopped, what's the status of the other 5? Shlaka says you're allowed to bring them on the next day, whatever the next day is. According to Rashi Rambam, Chol HaMoed, according to the Rach, last day Yom Tov. Rabbi Yochanan Mark, how much Pasak Shuvei No Makriv? Rabbi Yochanan says, no, once you stopped, you took a break after your 5, you finished. So now, again, according to Rashi, you're finished because of Al Tosif. According to the Rach, you're finished because of the Yisur Malach. I'm Rabbi Yabba, Velo Pligi. He says, here, Rosh Lakish and Yochanan and Dat disagreeing. They're addressing different circumstances. Kan bistan kan bimfaresh. In other words, Rosh Lakish talking about mifaresh. When I brought the 5, and then in the middle, before or in the middle, even after I brought the 5, on the first day, let's say, I said, okay, I'm going to finish up the job tomorrow. I'm tired. I have to go home. I have to take care of something. I want to lie down for whatever reason. I'm going to finish, and I explicitly say I'm going to continue the job tomorrow. Right? In which case, by the way, I have turned the rest that I'm going to bring tomorrow into a tashlumin for what I didn't finish today. Stam means I just got up and walked away. In which case, I cannot continue because I have, by my actions, speaking louder than my lack of words, have declared that I'm finished with my chagiga. I brought 5 animals. That's 4 more than I had to bring. So I'm finished with my chagiga. Everything else now is other stuff. So now if I bring it tomorrow, according to Rashi, it's going to be baltosi. According to Rach, if tomorrow is the last day yontif, and I'm bringing the Davot on Yom Tov. So they don't disagree. Now, there's a stipulation here. Hi, Stam Echidami. What's the Stam case? Let's say the guy ran out of time. The guys bring one Chagging, another Chagging, another Chagging, another Chagging, another Chagging, and then they yell, that's it, finished, last call, we're now going to bring the Korban Tomich of an Arbaim. Can you do? Hi, Delakarino, Delakashut Bayom. The reason he didn't bring them is very clear, because he ran out of time. Well, the late Leochlin must be that he didn't have a large enough family to eat this up, because some of the family members didn't show up that day, whatever it may be. Hi, the Lakarino, the late Leochlin. Then we have another good explanation. El Otsricha, the Kashut Bayom, the Leochlin. Must be a case where there was plenty of time during the day, and he had a whole big family there. And the Gavino Vakama, Lakarino, since he didn't bring them on the first day, Shmaminashiri Sharminu, obviously he's leaving them over to bring them the next day. And according to Rashi, that then becomes a problem of Bal Tosif. And according to the Rach, that becomes a problem of them having a status now as a Nidava, bringing them on Yom Tov. And on Mistambra, makes sense, Tachiyat Ravina Rabbi Yochanan. If Risha Zubaymol, the Chagnato, Yikriv Chamesh B'Yom Tov Rishon, Chozer Makriv Chamesh B'Yom Tov Sheni. Rabbi Yochanan just got through saying that you can't bring the 5 the next day. Here's a report that he said you may. Kashin Adadi, so we have a contradiction with Rabbi Yochanan. So Yochanan and Rosh Lakish must agree. And when you're Mefaresh, that's this case, where it's okay. When it's Stam, when you don't make any sort of statement, and there's people to eat, and there's plenty of time during the day, and the only reason you got up and walked away from the, and left the, took the rest of the animals back was because you're saying, I'm finished, I'm not bringing any more Chagiga. in which case they now have a status of nidavah, not chagiga. Good. Itmar namir v'sham ba'amba amar of Yochanan. Lo shanu elo shalo gamar. Here Rabbi Yochanan explicitly says, this is only if he did not finish. Aval gamar chozer makriv. Finished, he can bring them. My gamar. What do you mean? If you finished, you can bring more. Gamar korbanotav. My makriv. If you really finish bringing all your korbanot, what is it you're going to bring the next day? Elo shalo gamar hayom. Meaning, lo gamar means the day wasn't up. Aval gamar hayom. If the day was up, then chozer makriv. So Rabbi Yochanan clearly understands that if there's any obvious explanation as to why you interrupted, it indicates that you were not trying to manipulate the days differently than they're supposed to be, then it's mutter. So, for instance, if the day daylight ran out, daytime ran out. But on the other hand, if you there is no such indication, then indeed you cannot bring the next five. So, everybody should have a wonderful day, and we will continue Mi'at Hashem tomorrow on Daf Tet Amud Aleph Mishloach.